Good morning, everybody, and welcome to another edition of the Outdoor Connection. This morning's show is going to be kind of cool. It's a local thing we can talk about, and it is the Shooting Sports Club with Mid Plains Community College, and it's relatively new. I have Michelle Sterling, Heather Wright, and Ellie Shad in the studio with me. Michelle is the sponsor with the college for that. Heather, you're an instructor out there as well, right, at Mid Plains?
No.
No? Okay. But you're the head coach.
I am.
And then Ellie Shad, you're assistant coach.
I'm an assistant coach.
Very good. So, first question, I'll just toss these out. You get whoever wants to take it can run with it. How long has this been in existence?
On May 26, 2021, it's a little over a year ago, the Board of Governors teased me long, talking about how lovely it was and how their families had done it. And it just, I'm just, you know, okay, come on, can we approve this? And, oh yeah, it's approved, let's go.
All right, very good.
Yay! And then about 5-10 minutes later, call Heather. It's a go.
Oh, all right. Yay. Got your head coach already?
Yes.
So, and then, as of right now, how many, I'll get to this question a little later, but is it only students it's open to?
Right now, yes. Okay. You have to be a student, 6 credit hours, 18 and older.
That was my next question. How many credit hours? How many credit hours do I have to take to go play?
usually 2 classes, 6 credits, you know.
That's something I've actually thought about doing. When I retire from one element I'm doing, I wanted to come back and get into machine shop and welding, but
We have evening classes for that.
Yeah, well, that would count, wouldn't it? That would
yes.
So anyway, now, actually, what does it take to get a program like this started? Other than your Board of Governors saying, okay, it's approved. Then what do you got to do?
Oh, you got to find a coach, a head coach.
Well, that only took you 10 minutes.
Yeah, well, I had actually approached her maybe a month before. An initial email had been sent out by Vice President Kelly Ripon asking for feedback. Hey, what do you think? And within 2 minutes, I'm like, yes, let's do this. And
so how did you know Heather, to know to go to see her, to talk to her?
I have a very hairy dog, and she is our...
Boy, there's a lead in.
Yes, she is magnificent because he was a very skittish kind of, oh, don't touch me.
That's your profession, right?
Yep, dog groomer. A dog groomer, yep.
Okay.
And she's fabulous, I'm just saying, a little bit. But it's... It does take a lot, and I had no clue because this was a sport I knew nothing about.
I was going to say, you had told me that you're the sponsor of the sport, but really you had very limited background with any of the shooting sports.
I know there was the gun and little round thingies that flew.
Little round thingies.
And ammunition, and that is it. And that's, I actually found out that it is a sport in... the Olympics, so that was my knowledge. You talk to me about soccer, volleyball, I am your girl.
Okay.
Blowing things up, not so much. So.
Well, I want to give, you know, some applause and kudos to Mid Plains Community College for thinking outside the traditional box. I mean, you've had softball, you've had, you know, men and women basketball, traditional collegiate type sports. Mm-hmm. A couple years ago, they branched out into rodeo.
Yes.
That went wild.
Oh, crazy, yes.
And my personal opinion, I think this is going to do the same thing. Not only because it's a very popular activity around here, but you got some great people lined up shooting it. You got with Heather and Ellie.
I have, yes. It wouldn't have happened without Heather, and bringing in Ellie has made it just perfect. But I think even more important, the Lincoln County Wildlife Gun Club, without them, I think I'd still be
great
spinning
facility,
my wheels.
And so, I'm glad they're stepping up to the plate to do it.
Yes, without them, yes. It's
your position, kind of, little history lesson here. Your position right here reminds me of a statement made by General Omar Bradley. Do you know who Omar Bradley was?
No, I don't.
Okay. Omar Bradley was the right-hand man for General Eisenhower when we launched D-Day.
Okay.
And after the fact, they said, you know, how did you manage to pull that off? And Bradley said, surround yourself with competent people and you cannot help but succeed.
Exactly.
So I see you in this position and then who you've drawn into it.
Yes.
And I'm going, this is kind of where
yes.
we're headed. So
yes.
Good luck and onwards and upwards from here. Now, we mentioned that you're the sponsor.
Mm-hmm.
We mentioned the coaches.
Mm-hmm.
How does a student try out for the club?
Registration. They need to register for their classes. And once they do that, they're offered all that Mid Plains has to available to them, and we, if they decide it's something that they're interested in, they talk to Michelle. They can contact shootingsports@mpcc.edu or call the main office of Welcome Office to talk to Michelle, and she will direct them to us, and we will we'll take them out and see what they got and go from there.
How many events or matches have you had so far?
So we have had one. We've had one collegiate match in at Doan, but we did have kind of started off our season last spring with a friendly duel with NCTA. So yeah, that was to kind of break the kids in.
Very good. So and it did the kids enjoy it?
Yes, they're very excited. When we went to Doan, which, like I said, was our first collegiate event, it rained first thing in the morning, and it was that wet, dreary, just rain. And there we were out in a sporting clay field, and I had 9 kids walking around with smiles on their faces, but I was not one of those people.
It did turn to snow.
Yeah,
it was sleet plus mile an hour
yeah,
winds.
Yeah,
it was awesome.
But they were happy and excited, and I was happy and excited for them. At that point, I felt we succeeded because we were in the field at a collegiate event as a team. So,
and none of them had ever done that before.
No,
that's cool.
Yeah.
But hearing the snow and the sleet thing reminds me. We used to have a league here known as the Iron Man League.
Yes, mm-hmm. I've heard about
yep.
that.
And we shot all different venues at different locations, mm-hmm. and the only reason we wouldn't have an event was if the State Patrol shut the roads down.
Oh, my.
And we shot in snow, we shot in wind. Had a guy next to me one time, he just fired his shot and then got mowed over by a huge tumbleweed.
Oh, no.
That was flying through. There was an article I did with Nebraska Land Magazine, and I took a picture of a guy that was standing there waiting to shoot, and he had his barrel was down, he was waiting, and the sleet was enough that it was condensing on his barrel and running down, and then an icicle on the bottom of the barrel. That was one of the pictures in the article. Cool. So that, but I don't suppose you guys are going to do that kind of shooting.
I hope not.
Yeah.
Now, when an individual comes to you and wants to participate in the club, what do they have to bring with them for equipment, or what can you offer?
They need to bring their own firearm, ammo. We have a small amount, considering the amount of ammunition required for the season. But
with that in practice, we're talking thousands of rounds.
Yes, yes.
And are you having much trouble right now with ammo availability?
Yes.
Like everybody else is?
Yep. We struggle just as much. And we're hoping to find an avenue, but again...
You need Hornaday or Federal as a sponsor here.
That would be great. And then the college offers a shooting vest for them, and as far as traveling and entry fees and stuff, where we fundraise and really lean on sponsors and donations.
Okay. Well, we'll talk about sponsors here.
Mm-hmm.
Who do you have for sponsors right now, and what do you need?
So right now, we have Nebraska Land Bank. They were amazing in getting us started last year. The college gives you $500 to kick off, and it's like, oh, well, that's not very much. Let's look outside. And they were phenomenal in just stepping up and say, hey, let's give you some dollars, get you out there, and get you started. There were a few private folks who sponsored, you know, just, you know, here's $500. Keep going. And then this year, we have actually made contact with the North Platte JCs. And we are working.
Good organization to work
yes,
with.
Yes, they're fantastic. And so we're working on that relationship. And they're going to give us an initial $1,000 and then see where things go once we start the full season. So, but right now, that's it. And we need a lot of help.
You're only in your fledgling phase here.
I was very shocked at how much it takes just for a month or even just a week of practice for ammunition and then what they need to go to a competition. That's quite a bit.
To start off with, just between the shotgun and ammo, you're probably talking an investment pushing $1,000 to get right there.
Go up depending a little
on,
more.
Well, depending on what you want a shotgun.
Right, right.
Like, I saw Heather's shotgun. I know what Ellie shoots. And you could fund the program for maybe a year or two if they would sell their shotgun.
but they don't want to do that.
Well, and last year we did a raffle also, This year we've been very blessed that Tad Hannenborg has donated a shotgun for us to raffle
I've
off.
I've heard about that, yes.
So that's going to be an amazing fundraising project for us also.
So where can people get tickets for that?
They can come see me on the North Campus, 1101 Halligan Drive, and I'll have some tickets.
Did you bring any with you?
Not yet. I'm picking them up next week.
Okay.
It starts July 1st, and it will go through July 29th, and we will pick a name and call the winner and say, hey, here you go.
And tell us what you're raffling off, what type of shotgun.
Okay, verbiage is not my strength, so.
Go ahead. It's a TriStar over and under.
Okay.
It's a basic shotgun to get people started. It'll take you through all the different sports. It's
12 gauge, I'm assuming. Mm-hmm.
12 gauge, yes. It's a great gun that's not going to be just a starter gun and then have to switch. You can continue on with it in any of the sports that you want to.
It can be a field gun, too, if you want to take it home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
TriStars are made Turkey, and they're very good guns. I mean, I know several people that shoot them. That was one of the fun things about the Iron Man League, is you run what you brung, you know? And there were guys standing there with Krakoffs and Perazis, and then a guy with a Mossberg 500. It didn't make any difference. And they all broke targets.
As long as it goes bang.
Excuse me. The technical term is they all broke the little thingies that flew.
Yeah, those little round thingies.
I'm glad you could remember that.
Now, have you seen the different sizes of the little round thingies?
I got, there's these cute little teeny little booger ones.
That would be the minis that she's speaking of, yes.
And then there's the big ones that are about the size of my hands, because I kind of have small hands, but you would think I could hit that, and you're not. Not so much. Not yet.
What venues will you be shooting? Just trap or more?
Oh, no. We have
Oh, no. I like that. Oh, no. Way to go, coach.
We shoot six disciplines right now.
Okay.
We shoot trap, double trap, skeet, double skeet, sporting clays, and super sports.
Oh.
So, yep.
Love sporting clays.
I do, too. My favorite.
You know, not to say anything bad about trap, but I think sporting clays and... It's all the imagination of who sets up the course.
Sure.
Probably replicates hunting as close as it can be for anything. I hear music in the background, which is Tristan's way of telling me we got to shut up and do a commercial or two. So stay with us, folks. We'll be right back after these messages. Welcome back, everybody. We're talking about the mid-plane shooting sports and all it entails. Michelle Sterling is the sponsor, Heather Wright's head coach, Ellie Shad, assistant coach. And we just talked about the different disciplines, venues that you would shoot. Mm-hmm. Is there any plans to branch out beyond just shotgun sports?
We're looking at it. We've had some interest actually in archery, so we're starting to dabble there and see where it goes, but right now we're still in the infancy of shooting sports, so we're really trying to make sure we have a really strong foundation before we branch out into anything else.
Now, finding the area to shoot, if you get into the different...
Yes.
It's going to be the tough ones.
When
you get to the point that you're looking for coaches for pistol and rifle,
right,
you got my contact information.
I do.
So I'd love to do that, and I already carry the NRA certifications for that.
Perfect.
So, but this is great. I'm so glad to see this happening. I'm so glad to see that we have the availability of all the pieces in place to be able to do it. It's a great sport for kids, and Ellie, you mentioned that it can... become a lifelong
sport. It's a lifetime sport. I mean, from the age that you can learn the gun safety and hold that firearm up to the day before you pass. Honestly,
literally.
You can do it forever and ever and ever.
I'm sure you know Tom Pendleton.
Oh, yes.
From out of town. You know, Tom started, you know, with black powder. If he's listening, he'll get me. But Tom is in his 80s now and still very active shooting. Like I said, it's a great sport, great camaraderie with the groups too. Now, Coach, I know you know this answer because I saw you do.
Put me on the spot.
Put you on the spot, yeah. When you get your people up there and getting them tuned into competition, what are you going to use for your distraction techniques to try to break their concentration?
Oh, my goodness. I don't know. Can't really yell at them. They got earplugs in.
The reason I ask that is years ago I had a chance to go out to the Olympic
training center
I was doing an article on Ellie, and I was watching her shoot and watching her teammates take empty hulls, spent shells, throwing them at her, hitting her with them, trying to break her concentration. I'd never seen that before, and I thought, it's a great technique. And it's cheap. there's plenty spent shells around.
And I'm thinking to myself right now, what a great idea.
I could do that.
Right.
There you go. Now you have a job.
Yes.
If somebody wants to contact you and get involved or get more information, where do they go and how do they do that?
So right now they can send an email to shootingsports@mpcc.edu. They can give me a call at 535-3601. Or they can even go onto Facebook now to Mid Plains Community College Shooting Sports. And that's a brand new page, so there's not a whole lot of content. But we have some pictures going up, and we have some events coming up that we'll be posting there, such as the fundraiser that starts next week.
And the raffle?
Yes.
The fundraiser, okay.
Yes, sorry.
We forgot to mention, how much are the tickets going to be for that?
$20, and there's only going to be 249 tickets sold.
Hmm.
So your chances are going to be pretty good, I'm thinking.
All right, he's already breaking out the wall.
Yeah, I only accept $100 bills.
Put my name on one.
Okay. I will be sure to pick it.
Never have too many shotguns.
Nope.
Matter of fact, there's a ATI. You're familiar with ATI shotguns? I just picked up an over-under 28.
Nice.
With them. So I've never had a chance to shoot a 28, so had to rectify that oversight.
Right.
Now
I could have loaned you one.
No doubt. I got a question off air. I asked you related to the article I did with you. I want to see the duck.
Okay, I'll bring it in.
Where was that you went to?
That one was in Salt Lake City.
And you were looking at the trophies.
Yeah, and it's just a little duck. I mean, it just caught my eye, and I wanted it. So nothing was stopping me.
And your dad said that went to the high overall shooter.
The high overall for my yardage.
There was the motivation.
So, not just the women's for my yardage. It was the high overall for my yardage. So I had to step it up and go get it.
Now, you guys just had a clinic out at the gun club.
Mm-hmm.
And how did that go? I was there very early and got to meet your first student.
Yes.
Brianna. How did the rest of the day go? I wanted to get out of the way and not cause any problems.
There were a lot of happy faces.
Yeah.
Good
so,
deal.
And one of our attendees, her name is Bonnie, and she's 60-ish. 60-ish.
So am I.
And she had a phenomenal time. She, her picture is on the Facebook page, but she did the I Hit a Target dance. I didn't know there was a dance, but she rocked it. And that clinic was open to anybody 14 and older. It didn't matter. There's no age limit. There's no gender specific. We want men, women, boys, girls, 14 and older.
Good.
With either the curiosity to try this or the deep passion from head to toe in doing it.
Are there plans in the works now for another clinic? Coach?
Yes.
Do you have a target date or time frame?
We don't at the moment. Elliot and Michelle and I need to, you know, kind of determine that. Of course, we have to set it with the gun club and make sure
right.
that's available. And then once we start getting those details hashed out, we'll probably post it on the Facebook page mm-hmm. and start promoting it.
And I'll call you.
Yeah.
Too.
Just yeah.
Yes.
Because.
We did the beginners, I think.
Absolutely. Call me because I'll get it in my columns and stuff
sure.
and
plug
Perfect.
It.
But we've done the beginners. Now I think it'd be great to do an intermediate.
Okay.
And start working our way up.
Okay.
So.
Now you mentioned you started, you mentioned it like in the sixth grade you were mm-hmm. shooting. When did you actually start and how did you get involved?
Well, I started, as I was talking to you before, my father got a job at the Isaac Walton League in Lincoln, and curiosity, it started with curiosity, seeing people out there shooting and then, you know, students out there shooting, and I looked at my dad and he said, well, do you want to try it? And I said, oh, yeah. and I've enjoyed it. Throughout my life, from the time I was in sixth grade all the way to current, I still go out to the gun club 2 to 3 times a week and shoot and enjoy every minute of it.
Very good. And it is something that's very enjoyable. And as you get into it, it's one of the few sports where there's instant feedback.
Yes.
You either hit it or miss.
Yes.
So you know what you got to do for the next one.
And I have to say, I was excited when my son decided to become a part of it, because then it was something that him and I could do together that
Very
I was
cool.
able to actually know what I was talking about.
We got a couple, about a minute left to get in here, so Assistant Coach Ellie, you got anything you want to add?
Just if you know of any kids or if you're one that's out there that's interested, please contact us. You will have a great time. If you've mm-hmm. shot before, you understand that. If you haven't, you will learn that pretty darn quickly.
Yes.
Very good. Well, ladies, thank you for coming in. Thank you for sharing what you've got going out there at Mid Plains now, and I look forward to seeing this program grow.
Wonderful.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You guys are doing a great job, and keep it up. That's it for this week, folks. We'll see you next time on another edition of the Outdoor Connection.